Here is the news read by Hortensia Ngam. First, the main points. President Paul Biya has signed a series of decrees appointing senior military officials to key positions within the central administration of the Ministry of Defense. Plus, Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dangote is en route to Samoa to represent President Paul Biya at the 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting that kicks off tomorrow. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. President Paul Biya has signed a series of decrees appointing senior military officials to key positions within the central administration of the Ministry of Defense. Among the appointments, Brigadier General Jonkep Frederick has been named the Inspector General of the Armed Forces. In addition to this, other senior officials were appointed to roles in the National Gendarmerie, the General Controller of the Armed Forces, and the Director of General Affairs within the Ministry of Defense. In other news, some CPDM supporters and members of the elite of Mengang in the Nyong and Fumu division of the Center region have expressed joy following the return of their party chairman and president of the Republic, Paul Biya, after a brief stay in Europe. They indicate that his return to the country in good health puts a stop to the disinformation that has been circulating on social media about his health and overall state. Karin Tosam filed in this report from CRTV Center.
The section president for Nyong and Fumu West, who is also the mayor of Mengang, Gabriel Bienvenu Ayia, mentions that he was excited seeing President Paul Biya on his feet as he returned to the country Monday, October 21.
We want to thank God because in Cameroon we need peace, and as we have seen our president is back, I think any Cameroonian must be happy, and we too in the CPDM here in Mengang, we are very happy.
Similar views held by an elite of Mengang, Moise Elanga Ambela, who highlights that his return reassures that the management of the country remains in good hands.
People said about him was not correct, and his presence is assuring us that he is still healthy and he came back to take care of matters of the country.
The CPDM supporters in the Nyong and Fumu also rejoice that they look forward to renewing confidence in their leader in the upcoming presidential election in 2025. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
As you heard in one of our top stories, Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dangote is set to arrive in Apia, the capital of Samoa, tomorrow to represent President Paul Biya at the 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Since Cameroon joined the Commonwealth in 1995, the country has seen steady growth in its bilateral relations, with actions focusing on the economy, capacity building, and human capital development, among others. In the following report, Star Building correspondent Christian Che Atam, en route to Samoa, looks at the areas of cooperation between Cameroon and the Commonwealth.
Since Cameroon joined the Commonwealth in 1995, the country has completely immersed herself in the traditions of the Gentlemen's Club, and in furthering the agenda of the organization. The country has participated in all the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting organized since 1995 and has been actively working with the Commonwealth in different domains. The main thrust of the country's cooperation with the Commonwealth concerns the economy, peace building, gender equality, and the environment, amongst others. The organization supported the setting up of the then ELECAM in 1996 and has since been participating in observing the evolution of Cameroon's electoral landscape. Concerning the fight against corruption, the Commonwealth Africa Anti-Corruption Unit, set up in 2013, supports many countries, including Cameroon, in tackling the cankerworm. Bilateral relations between Cameroon and the Commonwealth also extend to the domain of human capital development. Cameroon actively participates in the Commonwealth Scholarship Commission, which awards scholarships and fellowships for postgraduate study and professional development. In 2016, Achaleke Christian Leke of Cameroon won the Commonwealth Young Person of the Year Award, and the Commonwealth continues working to amplify the peace-building efforts of young people in the country. Similarly, the organization has been working with the government of Cameroon to strengthen e-commerce exchanges between the country and the network of countries of the Commonwealth community. Concerning high-level visits, the Secretary General of the Commonwealth, the Right Honorable Patricia Scotland, has visited Cameroon. In 2017, she held talks with the President of the Republic in Yaoundé and visited grassroots populations to hold exchanges with actors on the field concerning peace building and the democratic process. Cameroon's participation in the Commonwealth Heads of Government Summit, where the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guti, will represent President Paul Biya, is a clear indication that Cameroon and the Commonwealth are in tandem and intend to continue developing even stronger cooperation ties.
Experts have called for the institution of entrepreneurial mindset education in Cameroon's system of higher learning as a means of diversifying the country's development avenues. They were speaking in Yaoundé today at the official launch of an international colloquium on the sharing of entrepreneurship ideas with hundreds of young Cameroonian project owners that support sense-budding businessmen in the country. Karine Kubong reports.
The two-day international conference organized by the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts to awaken a spirit of entrepreneurship in hundreds of business-minded youngsters drawn from some of the country's major universities is being animated by experts from Cameroon, Canada, Congo, and the United States. Of the five thematic workshops and two roundtable discussions programmed for the colloquium, two workshops unfolded on day one with the special speaker of the conference, Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education and Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famindongo, drilling participants in the final session. As guest of honor, expert in entrepreneurial mindset education, Gary Schweniger, called for a shift from classroom theories to field realities, describing the Full to Capacity Amphi 500 of ERIC as a movement of ambitious young minds that, if well nurtured, could transform Cameroon's economic landscape well ahead of its 2035 emergence objective. The main panel of the day, moderated by Minister Achille Basilikin III, also had in attendance Cameroon's Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiroma Bakari, alongside a cross-section of members of the diplomatic corps.
Karine Kubong in that report. The Administrative Coordination Meeting and the Coordination Committee for Law Enforcement Operations in the East Region for the second half of 2024 has wrapped up in the Lom and Jerem Division of the East Region. The two-day meeting, chaired by East Governor Grégoire Mvongo, served as an avenue to discuss security issues of the division as well as possible solutions to the problem of poor roads in some towns. Bennett Akame Ondowa tells us more from CRTV East.
The two-day meeting in Bedwa that brought together administrative heads, security personnel, and mayors of the Lom and Jerem division was to discuss strategies to improve the security situation of the division as well as curb cases of violence, especially in the school milieu. Grégoire Mvongo, East Governor.
Two times every year we evaluate the situation of the region. Since our last meeting in Bagofit, in the Upper Nyong division, we can say that the security situation is under control. The economy is doing well.
Other issues such as the poor conditions of some roads in the division were discussed while seeking possible solutions. Grégoire Mvongo once again.
There are still some problems and we must find solutions to solve these problems. The situation of roads in the region, we have violence in schools. We need to do everything so that order reigns in our towns.
Authorities are doing their best to maintain economic and social stability while striving to foster the development of the East region. Betwa, Benetta Kameondua, CRTV.
Elsewhere, regional and local council executives in the Southwest region are receiving training on public investment project terms and procurement procedures to improve project planning, execution, and impact on the public investment budget. This is at a two-day workshop in Boya, organized by the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development. Regina Ngale Ndoko reports from CRTV Southwest.
With many councils in the Southwest region still below 50% in project execution under the public investment budget, this training is seen as timely by local officials.
Barrister Prince Eseme Moses Esembe, Mayor of the Kumbawan Subdivisional Council. If we look at the content of what the resource persons are giving us, they are solution-based. Executing these projects will be easier for us in the upcoming years, and I think that some of those problems we have encountered in the past are not going to repeat themselves.
Abuko Patrick Anki, Mayor of Kumba Bidi, think it's very timely, and it's going to help some of us who had been making some errors in the award procedure.
The different presenters emphasized the importance of adhering to guidelines in project selection, budgeting, and execution to avoid cancellation.
Dileske Ngamba, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development. The main objective is to ameliorate the rate execution of the state investment budget, because what we have noticed is that our regional and local authorities, at times they don't respect the rules and procedures that govern public investment projects. Final objective is to ameliorate project for the good interest of our population.
The workshop organized by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development continues through Wednesday, focusing on FACOM's funding procedures, amongst others. Regina Ngale, Ndoko, CRTV News, Boya.
In health, over 350,000 children under the age of 5 are expected to receive the polio vaccine in the Northwest during the National Immunization Campaign, scheduled from October 24 to 27, 2024. Health experts are urging parents to ensure their children receive the vaccine, underscoring its importance in protecting community health and preventing outbreaks. Ola Titanki has the details from CRTV Northwest.
The Northwest Coordinator for the Expanded Program on Immunization, Dr. Cornelius Chebo, has revealed that misinformation regarding the importance of vaccine is a significant factor contributing to vaccine hesitancy in the region. He is optimistic that through partnerships with local media outlets, they will achieve a 100% immunization rate.
We are calling on all media houses to help us disseminate this information so that the region remains free of polio.
Dr. Chebo also highlights the various vaccination strategies tailored to meet the region's target.
We are expecting to vaccinate 350,000 children 0 to 59 months. And during this particular campaign, we'll be going door to door, visiting places of worship, farms, motor parks, burials.
Health experts in the region continue to advise parents to prioritize immunizing their children, whether through the expanded vaccination program or upcoming national vaccination campaigns, to ensure the health and safety of the community. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. Out of Cameroon, election observers working for the European Union say some voting results have been doctored in Mozambique as unrest in the country continues to grow. Thousands of people joined opposition protests on Monday that were called by independent presidential candidate Variacho Mondlane. Official results from the general election held on October 9 are due to be announced by Friday. Before we part company, here is a recap of our top stories. President Paul Biya has signed a series of decrees appointing senior military officials to key positions within the central administration of the Ministry of Defense. Plus, Prime Minister Joseph Dangote is en route to Samoa to represent President Paul Biya at the 2024 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting that kicks off tomorrow. And that does it for the 10 p.m. news. For presentation, I have been Hortensia Ngam.